KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check sports here this morning. First, in girls high school softball postseason play last night, Class 1A Region 3 quarterfinals saw Wayne beat Moravia 7-3, Twin Cedars over Melcher Dallas 7-2. In Class 4A Region 2 first round play, Creston over Glenwood 8-3, Denison Schleswig defeating Lewis Central 14-0. In Class 4A Region 3 first round action, Carroll defeated Perry 7-5, Newton over Des Moines Hoover 11-0. Also in Class 5A Region 1 first round play, Sioux City North beating Sioux City West 7-3. In Region 2, it was Abraham Lincoln defeating Des Moines Roosevelt by a final of 3-2 in Class 5A action. Those winners all advance. Tonight, more girls softball tournament play in Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A. In 3A action tonight in Region 2, Cherokee Washington will face Atlantic. We'll have that this afternoon, actually. We'll have Cardinal baseball for you early this afternoon. Cardinals and the Cubs in Chicago at 12:25 this afternoon with a 1:21 pitch. We probably won't get to the end of that game. We'll probably have to update you as the game goes along tonight from softball, as Atlantic will host Cherokee Washington. Again, that game starts at 4 o'clock. They've moved it up a little bit because of the threat of weather. So it'll be 3:50. We'll be on the air with the pregame there. Cherokee Washington 3-18 entering that game. Atlantic carries a mark of 31-5. The other side of that region has Okoboji playing at MOC Floyd Valley tonight. In Region 2 semifinals this evening in Class 2A, Tri-Center will play at Underwood while Hinton is at West Monona. In Region 3 and 2A, Mount Air is at I-35 and Earlham will host Kemper Catholic. In Class 1A regional semifinals scheduled for tonight, in Region 2, St. Edmund is at Newell Fonda, and Woodbine plays at Exira EHK. Also in Region 3, Twin Cedars is at Wayne, and Lennox will host Lamoni tonight. And in Region 4 play, it'll be East Union at Southeast Warren, and Griswold on the road tonight. They'll play at Martinsdale St. Mary's this evening, with the winners advancing to the regional finals. In high school baseball play last night, in non-conference action, Panorama downing Atlantic by a final of 4-1. Kemper Catholic defeating Tri-Center 9-8. Winterset 8-2 over Creston. Lennox beat East Mills 17-10. And West Harrison defeating Sydney 4-2. From the Missouri River Conference, Bishop Heland Catholic swept a pair from Abraham Lincoln 5-2 and 8-1. Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson twice 17-4 and 19-1 last night. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Kansas City Royals lost a tough one as the Cleveland Indians had a couple of late three-run home runs to pick up a win in a 7-4 walk-off victory over the Royals. Also in baseball, Dodgers beat the Marlins 6-1, the A's over the Astros 2-1, Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 9-3, Mariners over the Yankees 4-0, the Phillies beat the Cubs 8-0, Brewers over the Reds 5-3, Twins beat the Tigers 5-3, Padres over the Nationals 9-8. Pirates at the Mets was postponed to tomorrow, and the Blue Jays at the Orioles was postponed until September 11th. The Iowa State football team is predicted to finish second in the Big 12 preseason media poll that was announced yesterday by the Big 12 Conference. That poll conducted by media who regularly cover the league. The Cyclones returned 19 starters from last year's team that tied a school record for wins in a season, played and won their first New Year's Six bowl game, and finished the season ranked in the top 10 nationally in the AP poll for the first time in school history. Eight Cyclones, including linebacker Mike Rose, tight end Charlie Kohler, defensive back Greg Eisworth, running back Brees Hall, wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson, offensive lineman Colin Newell and Trevor Downing, and defensive end Will McDonald were recently named to the preseason Big 12 team. Oklahoma was tapped as the top team in the Big 12 with 35 first-place votes. Iowa State got 4 first-place votes. Texas, Oklahoma State, TCU the top 5, followed by West Virginia, Kansas State, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Kansas in that poll. Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson says junior standout A.J. Green has been cleared for individual workouts. The 2020 Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year missed almost all of last season with a hip injury and underwent surgery on both of his hips.
He's now cleared in terms of the hip injuries, and he feels great, but he has not done any one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three. He has not done any five-on-five. He wants to continue to work from a strength standpoint, as I said, and then he wants to make sure what he's doing side to side what he's doing in terms of, his explosion. He doesn't feel like those things are in a place where he knows they need to be.
Jacobson says right now Green is focused on his individual work and says it'll be several weeks before Green returns to full team activities.
His hips feel good. His rehab has gone very well. From a strength standpoint, he's getting close from a movement, side to side, from an explosive standpoint, running and jumping. He's still not where he wants to be.
Another key returnee is sophomore guard Antoine Kimmins. He missed nearly all of last season after returning to the Twin Cities to be with his family during the pandemic. Well, round one is complete at the John Deere Classic in the Quad Cities. There's a two-way tie at the top as Chess and Hadley opened with an 8-under par 63, as did Sebastian Munoz from Colombia.
Hit the ball really good all day. Got hot with the putter coming in. I wasn't making a lot in the front nine, so it was nice to see them go in the back. But, overall solid golf, make the putts, hit the shots.
Hank Lebiota is one of three golfers sitting one shot back at 7-under par. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson opened with birdies on four of his first five holes, and he finished the day at 3-under.
Got off to, I don't want to say a blazing start, but I got off to a really, really good start. Actually had some putts I didn't make. So in that regard, I think it was probably pretty good. Had a couple nice saves, and then struggled there kind of in the middle of the round. And really from 12 on.
Also in golf, Billy Andrade and Stephen Ames shot 5-under 65s to share the first-round lead in the U.S. Senior Open. Andrade had five birdies and no bogeys on an Omaha Country Club course that dried out after the sun broke through and the wind came up in the afternoon. Ames had seven birdies and two bogeys during the morning session. And Devin Booker had 31 points, Chris Paul 23, and the Suns beat the Milwaukee Bucks 118-108 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night. Suns have a 2-0 lead in that series. That's Check of Sports. KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.